Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the Pacers, with a 20-6 run to tie the game, force overtime, and then finish it off in overtime as they take game one.
And they were losing in overtime, too. They were down, 4-6? Were they down 4-6 in OT? And then they were able to come back?
The word that I would use to describe that team, I think, is relentless.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they just do not stop, man. And I texted our buddy Sam Amico this morning, and I just said, I just love the way the Pacers play. I do, man. That's fun basketball. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin.
I hate to put it this way, but they were like, to me, the Pacers are the varsity version of what the Cavaliers want to be all the time. Like, the way they move the basketball was the same reason why you probably love the Cavs during the regular season, except they're able to do it in the postseason, and they do it with not only relentless offense, but relentless defense. And, three after three after three. Nesmith, at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, was just dynamic. He He was not going to miss. And the emotions that you felt at the buzzer from Halliburton, you're like, oh, he missed. Oh, that's it. Next, oh, boom.
Was that the highest bounce you've ever seen in a clutch situation to have a ball go through? Because that thing hit the back of the iron. And I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, I had enough time to think this. Wait a minute. That bounced straight up. I wonder where this thing... Oh, look at there!
Yeah, I thought it was like a cartoon where it bounced straight up and you heard everybody... And it was about to miss and hit the front rim, but yes. Everybody gasped inside of the building.
Maybe they sucked all the air out of the arena and the thing went flying in.
Because you heard all of MSG go...
So here's the part that I... This is the part where I wanted the Knicks to win, because Halliburton gave him the choke sign. Because he thought it was a three.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, you are just playing with the basketball gods right now.
And then backed it up in overtime.
I know.
He thought he had the game winner.
Anyone want to say that he's overrated? Anybody want to ever say that again?
He's not overrated.
I was rooting for the Pacers. I can't lie. Siakam started playing a little bit of hero ball there, too, before the three-point barrage. They're a team of destiny. They really are. This is the third series in a row where they've had another one of these magical wins at the end of the game. Will their magic run out? I don't know, but it doesn't seem to. Not if they continue to play the way. It's just a byproduct of hard work. And you're right. Relentless is the perfect word for that team.
Thanks. Now let me flip this.
Okay.
The Knicks are obviously kicking themselves because. And they readily admit, we took our foot off the gas. Well, if they had been paying attention to the Milwaukee series, if they had been paying attention to the Cavs series, then they shouldn't have done that, and they screwed up. That said, boy, did they play well. Jalen Brunson went out with his fifth foul, and you thought, this is problematic. They're in big trouble. And they put together a 14-0 run with their best player sitting on the bench. And you thought, well, there's your ball game. Unfortunately, the Knicks thought, well, there's the ball game. And they ended up losing it. But I said yesterday, Knicks in 6 or 7. I still kind of think that way. But I also said yesterday, I'm rooting for basketball. I'm not rooting for one team or the other. I now find myself kind of rooting for the Pacers. They're just fun to watch.
One of my favorite things to do when a New York team loses is to go back and see what the Post said. I love reading. I don't even care about the story.
What's their headline?
So they have two big headlines in there. One, how it went wrong. Anatomy of the Knicks' historic choke. Then there's another headline in there from Mike Vaccaro. Choking defines Knicks' ugly legacy against Pacers unless they prove otherwise.
We kicked around yesterday how many Knicks would play more than 40 minutes in the game. Now, they did have overtime, so that skews it a little bit. But the correct answer ends up being 3. And their starters played 46, 42, 39, 38, and 44 minutes. And Brunson played just 38 because he was in foul trouble. He had 43 points. Karl Anthony Towns was outstanding. I mean, if you look at these two teams, Andy, and I know the Cavs won 64 games in the regular season.
Yep.
I know they were the number one seed. The construction of these two teams makes me think they're not going away.
No.
And can the Cavs beat them? Sure. Sure, the Cavs could beat them.
Not right now. I don't think the Cavs could beat either one of these.
Right now, they couldn't beat Indiana. Well, no, they couldn't.
And I don't think they beat the Knicks.
Nor did
either.
They come close to beating Indiana.
No.
But
if you asked me who the best player on the floor would be against the Knicks, sorry, it would have been Brunson.
Well, if you think about this, next year, Boston doesn't have Jason Tatum. I would assume for the whole year, but you never know. I would assume for the whole year. Maybe he's able to come back really late. But, you know, torn Achilles, that's a big deal. That means Boston will have to be led by Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis and Derek White and Drew Holiday and anybody else they might bring in. Okay, so Boston's not quite as good as they were. Indiana has confidence like crazy. Indiana's going to be there. New York's going to be there. I would think the Cavs are going to be there. Orlando. Detroit's coming on. That Eastern Conference next year is going to be a you-know-what.
But it's the thing about it, it's still a toss-up. It's not. There's no definitive favorite.
I would agree.
Especially with the injury in Boston. Yeah, it's anybody's game in the East next year. So
I agree.
What are the Cavs going to do to try to jump on top?
And the one thing, this is not meant to jinx anybody or anything, the Cavs benefited from great health this year in the regular season. It's unlikely you get that fortunate again.
And their good health against teams that weren't healthy at times.
There was a lot of that during the regular season.
Yeah.
Bill's in Parma. Bill, welcome to the show.
Bill, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. No, that was a great game last night.
Fun, wasn't it?
I've always believed that at some level there's a championship gene that a person has, and that it doesn't matter how many points you score or anything like that. There's something about certain people. I never believed, and everybody can disagree with me, LeBron doesn't have it, and I don't care what other people say. You know, the guy's played 20 years. He's the greatest player by far right now. He doesn't have that championship gene. He's too selfish. And I'll say that the rest of my life. But what we saw last night is, and a little bit confusing because Brunson dominates the ball.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it works is he dominates the ball in the paint a lot. And he's not always on the outside. Halliburton is...
Brunson put up 6 threes last night to back up your point, Bill.
Well, yeah, thank you, Jeff. Because when you watch him, he's always in the paint.
Yeah.
if you look at Halliburton, if I had to make a guess who's going to win this, I'm going to go with the Pacers only because Halliburton distributes it more, and I think that the Knicks are too reliant on Brunson. And I think if Brunson gets in a cold snap a little bit, they're going to be in trouble. But what I like about the Pacers is just what you're talking about, how they distribute the ball. I do not see – now, Jeff from University Heights the other day made a point about having 2 6-foot-1 guards, and that's the truth. We're not going to win it with 2 6-foot-1 guards. The other part is I don't think they have the championship gene, either one of them, because they want – for some reason, they've been in AAU ball too long. I don't know, but they just – Garland – He could care less. I really mean it. He wants points, not assists, gone. And Mitchell, I don't think he has it either. I hate to say that, but I don't think he has it either. Hey, thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. And I don't want to continually harp on it. It's the point I made the minute they traded for Donovan Mitchell with the two smaller guys in the backcourt, for whatever it's worth. And we saw that it gave the Cavs absolute fits. Yet I know that Darius was hurt. Unfortunately, he was hurt. You can't take that out of the equation. But does it give you a great example of maybe is this Cavs team built to compete with a team like Indiana that starts anybody, everybody, 6'4" or bigger? You know, their backcourt 6'4", 6'5". They're a taller, lankier team. New York has one guy who's a shorter guy, Jalen Brunson. Everybody else, pretty long, pretty lanky. And I think that's a factor that, I think it's something that has to be considered. And I think that that's something that Kobe Altman, though he professed his dedication to the Core Four during his postseason press conference on Monday that we heard right here on The Fan, I think if he finds the right opportunity, I think if he gets the right opportunity, if somebody calls, I think he's got to really think about it. And to me, you know, you don't have enough big guys. You got plenty of guards. You know, at least you got two short guards. If somebody called and wanted Darius Garland, I think you've got to look at it. And that's why I think he better be watching these playoffs and see, can my team compete with those guys? The answer against Indiana was no, you can't. But they were all injured. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And you said emotionally it's tough to watch the playoffs. A, we hope you're over that because you better be watching. And B, What do you think he's thinking about his team after watching the Pacers and the Knicks last night? And we'll be watching six more games of the Pacers and the Knicks, maybe. Or maybe we'll be watching four more games. At the very least, it's going five. We know that. What's Kobe thinking right now?
Wait, how do we know the series is going five games?
It's going at least five because 4 + 1 = 5, Andy.
Wait, what series are you talking? I'm sorry. Welcome back to the show.
Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back here. We're talking about OKC then? Yeah, you're right. No, neither one. That's 1-0 in both series. But either team, we could have a sweep. What am I missing here?
So here's what.
Oh, it could.
You could have a sweep either way. Okay, I'm not crazy. Okay, fine. All right.
No, you're on business, though.
Okay, good. All right, I'm nuts. Okay.
So here's what I think Kobe's thinking. And correct me where I'm wrong, gentlemen.
Okay.
If I'm Kobe Altman, I'm watching that game and I got a checklist going in my head. A guy I can hand the ball to with 3 minutes left in the game who can hit shots and win us one of these.
He's got one.
That's Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right. Check. A big guy who can hit a couple of threes. Had an unbelievable game. I got to give, I've given a lot of hate to Karl Anthony Towns. He played his tail off yesterday. He looked great in that game.
He really did.
He played really, really well.
I was thinking about you.
But a bigger guy, grab some rebounds, D up a little bit, maybe hit the occasional three.
He has that.
I got that.
Evan Mobley can hit threes. In fact, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Evan had the best three-point percentage of any Cavalier.
Not at the level of Towns. Please don't think he's at that level. But he can get somewhere.
You mean as far as his shooting or his all-around play?
Shooting.
Okay.
He could get to the zip code.
I would agree with that. I think he could be in the zip code. Karl Anthony Towns was in the three-point shootout. Didn't he win it?
He won it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to live by the words that I'm about to say, but Ty Jerome can hit a 3-2 all the time, too. Now, I don't think he's going to be on the roster next year because of the cost, but don't you think Ty can hit a 3 pretty much?
I don't know if Ty Jerome is there.
I don't know if Ty Jerome's on this team next year.
Like, I don't think he is either. That's why I was hesitant on saying it, but I mean, I would trust Ty with the ball after... After Darius and
he came in game five against the Pacers after he sat and came in and gave the Cavs some life.
Yeah.
I thought he was really, really good for the team this year, and I don't know that he's going to be back.
So to head down the checklist, anything that could possibly up, because that's how I'm thinking how Kobe Bryant is seeing. Kobe Bryant, good golly. Kobe Altman is watching this. Mm-hmm. Mitchell Robinson, Jared Allen? Nah, I don't know on that one. That one might be tough. Mitchell Robinson is the perfect fit for 15 to 20 minutes in that game to rest somebody, shove some guys around, bring a whole different level nice of guys and defense and all that stuff.
He doesn't start.
And correct. Man, but I was trying to like think big guy to big guy. Right. You know what I mean?
Down the stretch yesterday, defensively, he was brutal.
Yeah.
Did you hear Tyrese Halliburton mic'd up talking about Mitchell Robinson?
And his arms?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was mic'd up and they played him and he said, "I love Mitchell Robinson." He said, "I love that guy." He said, "He's so long." He said, "He doesn't even have to jump, and he just puts his arms up. I love that guy."
So, and this is where I think...
I thought that was cool.
Unless you're going to look at, like, Bridges, or you could throw... I don't put Nesmith and... Nembhard in the same thought process that I would put Bridges. I think Bridges is a better player than those two.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the giant circle shows up on the checklist.
Yes.
Of the stuff that you don't have.
You do not have that. And the Knicks have, or the Pacers have three of them. The Knicks have Bridges, and the Cavs, or the Pacers have Nembhard. They have Nesmith. They have Siakam, who's a 6'8 guy. They got Mathurin. I mean, they have a plethora of pretty good guys out on that wing. And that's where if I'm Kobe Altman, I'm thinking, I gotta get some guys there. And they did with DeAndre, but there's more work to be done there, I think.
So let me ask this.
And the Knicks with OG Anunoby, it's the same thing. It's not just Bridges.
Here's kind of a fun question, okay? So you've got all the players for the Cavs, all the players for the Pacers, and all the players for the Knicks standing up against a wall. And we're about to play pickup, and you get to make the first pick in that draft. Who are you taking?
Oh, man, that's fun.
Jalen Brunson.
I thought the same thing. Brunson was the first name that I thought of.
I think it is Brunson. I think you're right.
Donovan, it's tough not to take Donovan, though. But
it's one of those, like, you immediately, if you're picking second, go Donovan Mitchell before anybody can change their mind.
And then Halliburton's going to make you pay for it because you didn't pick him first.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might take Karl Anthony Towns. Ken's in Brooklyn. Wait,
if we're playing pickup. Are there referees?
Ken, always love your basketball opinions. Before we get to that, how you feeling? You doing all right?
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. Guys, I really appreciate that, Jeff. As James Brown would say, I feel good.
All right, good, Ken. I'm glad to hear your voice, Ken. Good to hear that.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Yep, keep going, buddy.
I am. Listen, Jeff and I talk regularly, okay? And so here's the deal. Somebody mentioned yesterday about another big, and they need another big, okay? So here's what we do. Jeff, there's a reason why they call him Spider. Okay? He plays bigger than 6'3", all right? And me and Jeff go back and forth about this all the time, all right? But
I think he's outstanding, Ken. I really do.
Yeah, and here's the thing. What I do is this. I'm going to take Hunter and put him in the starting rotation. Okay?
So am I.
And that means Struce goes to the bench, and then Struce comes off the bench, and then you play small. Okay? You bring in Dean Wade and whoever else you want to put up front, and you play small. And then you have basically you may have three guards on the floor at one time, okay, and then two forwards or whatever. Now, we need another big. All right, I love Tristan, but I need a big that's going to play and not be a towel waver and, you know, a cheerleader.
You're correct. Right?
I need a guy that I can put out there during the game and not just at garbage time, all right, to play. So where the Cavs are picking, I've been looking at this kid, and I happen to follow this school quite regularly. And the kid that I want that probably will be there where the Cavs are picking that I've been talking about is Ryan Kalkbrenner. Ryan Kalkbrenner has a mid-range.
You watch a lot of basketball if you're scouting for second-round picks, Ken. That's outstanding.
Yes, I do. That's why they call me the mayor of hoops, Jeff. Remember that. Okay? And I like this kid a lot. And we're picking, I think, like 44 and 50-something. And there's a project. He is projected that he's going to go there. He may even go as high as the late first. Kid 7'1". He has a mid-range, can rebound the ball, knows the game real well. And I like this kid a lot. And I think this kid can play. But we need a big. We got to have a big. I think we have athletes. I mean, if Darius is healthy, he's athletic, so is Spida. There's other guys out there. And I understand that, you know, you might want a couple extra guys. But I think, listen, guys, 64-18 doesn't lie, okay?
Oh, they were dang good in the regular season, Ken.
Yeah, 64-18 don't lie. And I want to see this team hurt, and I want to bring everybody back. I'm bringing Jared back. And like Kobe said, we got to get a little bit meaner, okay? We got to grow a couple. And we got to get out there and not let people push you around. I think the guy's got it in him. You just want to see it. I want to see J.A. what he did in Detroit that one time.
Yeah, and you know what, Ken? And we're glad you're feeling good, bud. And please keep calling, will you?
Thanks,
Ken. I want to hear from you during the playoffs.
All right.
Ken, thanks, in Brooklyn. You don't dismiss 64 wins in the regular season and the number one seed. And that's why if I'm Kobe Altman, I'm not shopping Darius Garland or anybody else on the team. I'm not doing that. But if something were to present itself that you think tweaks your team in a way that makes it better and more competitive in a series, actually, you know, and you're going to win plenty of games in the regular season, you've got to look at that. And that's why, Andy, if I'm Kobe, I get it completely. If I bring this team back intact with a couple of additions where I hope guys develop a little bit, because I think he's going to be hard-pressed to bring in more than one real significant piece, given their financial situation. And then you bring in guys you can develop. And hopefully with Kenny Atkinson and his staff, that's part of their whole process that, you know, we want to develop guys. Great, that'd be terrific. And then you see what this team does. And you know, as you close in on the trade deadline, maybe you start thinking about some things, because big trades happen in that league during season. Mm. And maybe that's something that the Cavs might need to look at.
I watched last night's game, and I kept saying to myself, what is the gap for the Cavaliers between Indiana? What is the gap between the Knicks? And, you know, what could it be, you know, moving forward against any other team in the East? The Cavaliers, again, were able to do a lot of the things that made Indiana successful, but they had just another level. And their ability to find the open shot was really just outstanding.
They moved it so well, they created open shots.
Even when they were down, they still were able to find the open shot, even if they missed, and then ended up, you know, in transition, missing, and then the Knicks would come back down. And I can understand how teams get lulled into this false security that, what are they going to be able to do? They put themselves in a horrible position. They're down by more than 14 right now. We got this. All we have to do is make a couple stops and make a couple buckets. This game's over. But it's there. The script is there, and nobody wants to read it because they know you've got to keep playing. And there is something special, magical about Indiana right now, and you wonder if it's going to run out. You wonder if Thibodeau is going to be able to figure out a way to stop this thing. If the Knicks walk out of that arena last night going, oh, man, what's worse? I mean, not only were we humiliated because we gave up a big lead, we had a guy who thought he hit a game winner at the buzzer, give us the choke sign, very reminiscent of Reggie Miller. And not only did we know that he gave us the choke sign at the end of the game, but we couldn't come back and finish them off in overtime. You say, okay, maybe their run is over at the end of the other. I mean, it's crazy bounce to get in the hoop at the buzzer, so we go tied to overtime. And so they gifted it a chance to be able to go on and win in overtime, and then Indiana stepped up again, and they had the lead in overtime, the Knicks. Every headline that I read in the Post today about choke 2.0, all those things, that's going to haunt them if they don't come back and win the next game. And if they're sitting 0-2 going back to Indiana, look out.
Even though the Cavs lost in five to the Pacers, do I think the Cavs are a better team than Indiana? I don't know, but I won't say that they're not. You know, it with the injuries, that's a little cloud over here that gives you a sense of doubt about this, I will readily admit. And that's why if I'm Kobe Altman, I don't need to go into this offseason thinking I need to bust it up. I don't. But again, if that opportunity presents itself, what I really want to see is what type of people they bring in to play on the wing, Andy, more than anything. You know, I think they have guards. They're going to have to add another one because I don't think you're getting Ty Jerome back. And if you do, it's because Ty didn't get any offers and he's coming here cheap. And I think he'll get some offers. And I agree with Ken. I've said all along, they need another big guy. They're not very big. And you're going to bring Dean Wade back? Okay. Dean is a guy, though, whose contract is not fully guaranteed, if the information I saw is correct, which means maybe you save some money there and go bring in somebody else to play something else. But, you know, depth is one thing that this team talked all about during the regular season. We didn't necessarily see it in the playoffs. And that might be one of the reasons that they're watching right now, because they had injuries, they had to play other guys. Of course, what might be bigger reasons, blowing a 21 and blowing a 19-point lead. That's not good. What's going on in Columbus? We don't mean with Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. We mean with your Columbus Clippers and with Andy's new heartthrob.
Stop it.
We're going to find out. Ryan Mitchell is the play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers. What's going on down on the farm, and who might be here helping out the Guardians soon? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.